Hey, my name is Ernie, and I'll be your podcast host for this show. This is the first episode of the first season, which to me is something to be excited about. A bit about me before we begin. I'm 9 years old, which I'm pretty sure breaks some sort of podcasting record. I'm an aspiring writer currently working on a book. I have two siblings named Sonny and Livy, and that's basically it. On this podcast, we will be talking about hobbies of mine, introducing a few guests, and who knows what else. By the way, Sonny might be starting a radio show as soon as they get a soundboard, which will probably be in a few months. If you're listening to this in 2025 and you're a student in Luther Jackson Middle School, go check it out. This episode will be divided into three parts. The first one about why I suddenly decided to make a podcast. The second and the first in the... Hold on. And the second and it is me introducing to you a special guest. And the third is about chess and a few tips of how to improve. Alright, I've kept you waiting long enough. Let's get started. On the night of August 2024, an idea popped into a young person's head. Anyone could create a podcast. As a writer, this person knew it took a while to write and publish a book. But a podcast host could finish an episode in a matter of days, whereas a writer had to wait a year before publishing a novel minimum. This person was a longtime podcast listener who had listened to several different genres, from fantasy to mystery, and to history, into politics, and loved and treasured them all. This person was me. Well, obviously. Who do you think it was? Some other random 9-year-old? You obviously knew me. The funny thing is that as I'm typing the script, that I will later use, I'm sick with strep throat, which makes my voice sound weird. This is not true right now, currently. But that wasn't true at the time. So if I decided to bravely trudge on, no, I didn't, doing my best to ignore the searing pain that will occur if I speak too much, then just know that in a few episodes my voice will sound different. Thank you. Anyway, basically the next day after a doctor's appointment, where I got swabbed, I absolutely hate being swabbed. I walked out, got boba tea along with Sunny, who was also being swabbed, and then walked out. We got home a few minutes later, and I asked for a soundboard for Christmas, which sounds stupid because it was still summer. But I was determined to put it on my wish list. Sunny, who was also in the room, asked why I wanted it. I answered that I needed it for a podcast, and Sunny said I could download one. So we went on the computer and walked up and looked up good soundboards to use when created. In a podcast, I would like to be prepared. The next few minutes were basically me trying to find good websites, aka a complete disaster. I eventually found something that was useful, and it was called Spotify for Podcast. It was run by, drumroll please, Spotify! I had always wanted for my podcast to be on Spotify, so it just completely obliged as soon as I saw it was reliable. After making my copyright on Canva, thank you Canva, I finally decided to record my first episode, but then I forgot about the script. The script, in my opinion, is the most important part. Without a script, you have to wing it, which is an introvert's nightmare. Just the thought of an awkward pause with me having nothing to say when I hit record and then having to re-record, it just all sounds awful. So now I'm writing the script, also in the past, which will take a bit, but what I'm doing will eventually lead me to publishing this episode, which will be crucial to getting the podcast down to the world. Which is why you, dear listener, are very important to me. Also, if you like this and you're not a super introvert, make sure to tell somebody clicked about this podcast because they might enjoy as much as you. Anyway, now I'm writing the script, and once this episode is posted, which it is now as you're listening to it, you can listen to it. Anyway, I'll also be adding in bonus content, which might not be anything like the topic of what I was just talking about. For me, this will not be anything for me, this will be optional, so I probably won't add it every time a third of the part ends. Also, I haven't really been talking about exactly why I did this, so just how I got to do it. That changes now. I've decided to do this because there's a lot of effort of doing just writing, and there's a struggle, and you won't be able to put the characters in the world you've created for another year, maybe more. Or since I haven't ever felt it because I haven't published it, it'll be a while, but I'm sticking with it. I tend to do this because I feel like getting my thoughts out into the world would be good for me instead of having to wait it's so long just to finish a single book in the series. And that's only one reason for several. The next is that I just really like to write. It may sound like the only thing you do in podcasting is to speak. And some people might do that, but a person doing speech does the script before doing the speech. A debating team carefully considers all the reasons why they are right and talk with each other, working out thing after thing after thing before the big debate. While some podcasters might do improv, it's safer to ask questions first and speak to your listeners later. The third reason is I've listened to podcasts my whole life, and yet I've realized that few of them claim to be kid podcasts also do actually do just to kids. I like some of them. For example, if you like Greek mythology like me, you could listen to Greeking Out. They're probably the only podcast I know that has an intro, and I'll remain silent about the intro's overall performance. And it definitely makes sure that the kids that listen to the podcast don't think they're being baby. But then again, they do work with Nat Geo Kids, aka also known as National Geographic Kids. But which, if you don't know what it is, it's a newspaper aimed at kids that is also slightly cheesy. I say slightly because it helped me on a school project as a research site, and I aced the project right afterwards. Grade wise afterwards. And it also has a website with personality quizzes that don't match your personality whatsoever. Though I did take a quiz on sports I play, and it said baseball, which is funny because I play baseball. However, I haven't signed any multi-million-dollar contract yet. Another magazine that is slightly cheesy in the Week Junior, unlike National Geographic Kids, instead of coming out every month, it comes out every week. It does the thing where it comes out with different things that they decide are weird but true. Pretty basic, like Guinness World Records, hilarious bloopers, and other ridiculous things. But the problem is, every time they post their content, it's already old news. As a loyal curiositan, maybe so. Somebody who is curious, I believe that every new newspaper article should be fresh, clean, and interesting news. I don't need an article about how disgusting banana bread is taking up 90% of the page. Please and thank you. Anyway, the fourth reason is that I'm a bit of a narcissist, but we don't need to talk about that. So next part. For the next segment, I'll be interviewing my friend Avery, a kid with an amazing sense of style, the one who did the drum roll, and also the one you should ask when you're feeling lonely, the smartest of smartest. It's Avery Broder. Okay, so Avery, I'm really excited to have you on the first episode. So let's get straight to the interview. And here's our first question. What do you think describes you the best?
I think it might be curious.
Curious. Interesting.
I like trying new things.
Yeah, why?
Like, I just realized that I like spicy food. Ooh. Really spicy food.
How spicy?
Really spicy.
As somebody who eats spicy food myself, I'd advise you to not...
And in Indian food, stay away from the The butter chicken is okay, though. Like,
Yeah. I'd advise you to start out with not really spicy food.
I'm more into it. My mom fed me spicy food when I was in her tum tum, so I started off really young.
Yeah. Alright, if somebody walked up to you and just straight up insulted you, what would you say back?
I would say, I don't know. This is a hard question, Ani. I would maybe insult them back. be like, bite. And then later they'll get karma. I'll make something happen. Yeah. In the plan, I don't know what, but it will be somebody. Okay. Something.
Okay. Do you think you've had some very nice friends?
Yes, like you.
Thank you.
You're the person that I was kind of excited since I was just back at school. It started 2 days ago, guys. And I was like, oh, I'm so excited to go over. Or first I was like, oh, Sunday's at my house. What will I do? And then I heard that I'm coming over and I was like, yay.
Yeah.
And also I have one friend that I love so much because I never get to really see her and she's from preschool. So her name is Charlotte. Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah. What are some of your favorite hobbies?
I love playing softball. My dad is my coach.
I know.
And I love, like, doing art since my grandma is, like, and she used to be an art teacher. So it's really nice. Every year I go over to my grandparents' lake house.
Do you remember the Rainbow Dragons?
Oh, yeah. I used to be on a thing called Rainbow Dragons from my dad, and now I'm going up a level because, like, you go up a lot of levels, and this one I think is like 8, 9, 10-year-olds,
yeah,
or like higher grades,
yeah,
like third grades, fourth grades, yeah, and there's lots of different ones, and it's really fun.
And yeah, it's a softball team. All right, what are some of your favorite hobbies? Wait, no, if you had to choose between ice cream and cupcakes, which one would you pick?
I would do cupcakes because I'm a little bit lactose intolerant. Like, I don't love milk because it kind of upsets. And also cupcakes I love. Sometimes I love the frosting and sometimes I hate it.
Yeah.
If you know what I know.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
I like chocolate, like, not the frosting, but the base of the cupcake.
Yeah. Like, one time I saw somebody just, like, just scoop off all of it and go like, have you seen, like, the inhaling videos? Yeah. They're so funny.
If you, I noticed you dyed your hair. As someone who has their hair dyed too, it can sometimes hurt a bit. How much do you think it was worth on a scale of 1 to 10?
It was really good because I was at home. It was the day before school. I felt really confident. I dyed my whole head. I was like, oh my god, he dyed his hair too.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, it's going to be so much fun. So, me, it didn't hurt because, like, I was at home. It only took like 15 minutes to set in.
Yeah.
And it's a really nice color. And if you're wondering what color it is, it's pink. I used to have my tips done, but then when we got back, since I was at a trip with my grandparents, so when we got back, I was like, Mom, can you dye my hair again? And I was super scared. What if people don't like it? But it is cool. I love it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah,
we get it.
Yeah.
Shout out to anybody who has dyed their hair at any time in their life.
Yeah, all bleached.
Yeah.
Because some people, my sister, her hair is too dark because she was... her hair is always really dark, so she had to bleach it, and then she dyes it all the time.
Yeah. And how much do you think you've enjoyed third grade?
It's really nice. My teacher, I kind of got scared because, again, I wasn't, like, there when open house was, and I was, like, really scared. What if I can't find it? But my teacher is really nice. She's a really nice teacher, and she has two helpers, so it's just a really nice to have a nice teacher. And how's fourth grade?
Fourth grade's great. First, I learned that my teacher really likes cheese.
I love cheese! For the next topic, I love cheese. It's like my prized possession. But I am a little bit lactose intolerant, so I try not to have that much of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I really enjoy my teacher, too.
Nice.
Okay, thank you for coming on the show. Let's have a round of digital applause for Avery Broder.
Thank you.
We could improv the rest of this episode. I wouldn't want to cheat them on their chess, though. No, we're currently doing the interview bit.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. You know some chess, right?
I know some chess. Why?
Yeah.
Why, Oni? What are you gonna do?
We could, like, teach them a bit of chess.
Ooh.
Okay, so, Avery plays a few games.
Yeah, I don't play that much, but I still play frequently.
Okay,
like,
so you know a few chess terms, right?
I'll just like follow what you say. I'll just be like, oh yeah, and
yeah. Okay, so a few tips on improving. I've actually read a book on psychology, which will help you improve. It's called Hidden Potential by Adam Grant, and he's a really good author.
Sorry, guys, I just have my rubber ducky Wilbur, and then I also have Billbot, and I have Wobbot, and I have Bot, and I have Wob, and I have Lamppost, and I have Salesman, and I have.
Why do you have
all my duckies? There's 10, or probably a lot.
That's okay.
And they'll just be in the. Okay. In the chess pot, too.
Okay, but they're all yellow. How do you know which ones?
I do.
Okay.
Like, hi, Wilbur. I just
Anyway, on to some chess terms. First off, force. Do you know what that is, Avery?
First, you explain it to the crowd.
Okay, force. You know... You like knights, right?
Yeah.
You like knights.
Yeah.
They move. They're awesome. They're very helpful in the opening. They can shoot pieces. And forks. A fork is when a knight or other piece is attacking two pieces at the same time, and if it's helpful, they can defend against each other. They can protect each other. So, a fork is very helpful, and I'm really good at finding them. Just so you know. Anyway, forks are really good if you... Ah! Avery, do not attack me with ducks. Forks are really helpful if you're trying to... Ow! Stop! Seriously, though, stop.
What? Nothing.
Back! Okay, so forks are really helpful if you're trying to get ahead on Pete. And I'd recommend you like find lessons to get better at finding forks. A few of my favorite forks are knight forks. Like when knight forks where the rook is not moving and the king is not moving, and you just capture a pawn because your opponent didn't see it. And then you just take, and then the king just moves, and no!
Okay, do not threaten me with your rubber ducks.
Ow. Anyways. Forts are very... I'd recommend, yes, forts are very important, and I'd recommend you go on chess.com. If it's not the middle of the night and you're listening to a podcast, it's just to escape boredom, like I sometimes do. and so I'd recommend you find your parent and ask them to let you go on like chess.com to do a lesson on forts. Okay, next one, castling. You know what castling is, right?
Yep.
All right, so when you castle, you can do this one.
No, you can. I'm going to make ducky sound.
Avery, this is not a duck podcast.
And?
And?
It's not a duck podcast.
Anyways, castling, if you don't know what it is, you take your rook and your king, and your king moves two spaces. Okay, Avery is leaving. Ha ha ha.
I'll come back later.
And you basically, you move your king two spaces, and the rook jumps over your king. It's hard to explain. And then your king is behind three pawns or four pawns, and you are basically safe. Now, there are backrank checkmates, which is basically a rook moves down on a file, and you get checkmated like that. but it's very helpful. There are two types of castles, kingside and queenside. With kingside, there are less pieces. This is not a satisfying video. Stop it! It is a podcast! Avery came in and just started squishing this book that is very squishy. This baby book. Anyway, where was I? Like, kings. So, kingside. There are less pieces to move because you don't have to move your queen. So kingside, it's very helpful if you're in the opening and you're trying to get your king safe, and you don't want to have a pawn hanging. Because your king is helping protect. Queenside is you have to move your queen, you're still castling. It's the other direction. So you move your queen, and then all your other pieces, like your bishop and your knight. And it's basically the same thing. You hop over all your other pieces. And, yeah. Well, you don't hop over your pieces.
Sorry,
I'm losing track without a script. So, both are very useful. They both have their pros and both have their cons. Avery, no pirates rooting in my room. Okay, fine. You can come back then. And we'll cover more tips in another episode. Anyway, I believe that brings us to tips on how to improve. I have quite a few tips. First off, become a human sponge. Avery's just giving an odd look.
What do you mean?
Sponges.
How can you just become a human sponge?
Don't actually dress up in a sponge costume.
Okay. What's my sponge costume?
Do not become SpongeBob. Become a human sponge means that...
This is SpongeBob. This kind of looks like SpongeBob.
Stop taking clothes out of my... So become a human sponge. Basically, just like sponges absorb water, you're absorbing information and then filtering out all the information and that you don't need it to become better at something. Becoming a human sponge is a very good tip. I don't really have any recommendations for where you should use it, but, second tip. I need the book.
What book?
Second tip. Take breaks when you need them. Never take a break when you need to earn it. That's bad. Take breaks when you want a break. If you're driving it on a car, in a car, taking a break. Taking a break when the car is and refilling when the car is not so full on gasoline is better when you're literally running on fumes. This advice is useful when your parents are forcing you to do something. But also when you actually need it in any way and you're forcing yourself to do it. I believe that is it for today. Also, a few tips on life might be in the next episode. I have no idea. I'm literally just improvising from the 20-minute point or the 21-minute point. Go out there. Don't eat toothpaste or gum. Do not eat anything inedible, and have fun.
But I ate people yesterday.